the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
means that we can confidently put God first and trust him for everything we need day by day. But we all know that this can be a difficult journey. My mum's got a good friend who's a mental health nurse, and she will often say that what she loves about her job is seeing the change that can occur in people, and is constantly astounded by that capacity for change. With the power of God's Spirit in us, that potential change is endless. And as we spend more time with Jesus and we get to know him, it's natural, isn't it, that as we spend time with people, we're interested in what they're interested in. Our wants will become their wants. And it's not about crossing those things off your Christmas list and saying, oh no, I better not ask for a new Xbox, I better not ask for a new scooter. It's my birthday next month. I'm anticipating getting some presents and I will probably keep them. But it's about our heart's desire, isn't it? So as the writer of Hebrews said, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, not on the problems and the issues that cause us those little worries, so that actually we can be content in life without being dragged down by those things that the world is telling us that we need to achieve or we need to aspire to. With God's work, God's Spirit at work in us, we can then become like King David, who learned that he didn't need those three wishes from the genie. He just needed one. As he wrote in Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." I know that we can all look back on times and look back and we can see God's provision in our life, but when we go through things, it doesn't always seem like that. But I just wonder, we've already spent some time thinking then about what our wishes might have been. Can we spend another few minutes talking to the people around us about how God has provided? Can we encourage one another?